you could drive a truck through this study.
The guys, the doctors are pusho teretzayach.
I do not know how a Rav can make a medical statement like that.
This is infanticide. This is murder.
I do not know if the Rabbanim are prepared to face the consequences.
If you would only see a little bit of what is happening there, I guarantee you, you would say that Stoyim Va'amayr were greater tzaddikim compared to them.
My name is Rabbi Zev Epstein, and I am not taking the COVID-19 vaccine. My Rebbeim, including Hagoyin Rav Elie Ber Vachvogel and Hagoyin Rav Malkiel Kotler, abide by this decision. They themselves are not taking the vaccine. Recently, a Karl Curry in Lakewood was released with 18 signatures discouraging people from getting the shot because there is not enough data to prove conclusively that it is safe for everyone. Of the 18 Rabbanim, there are Poiskim from the Yeshiva, Rabbanim Chashuvim, and they themselves are not vaccinating.
So first of all, we have to look in the halacha of refiah. If a doctor made a procedure for someone and he died, is the doctor responsible? And the guy says that he's not liable, he did whatever he could, there's insurance, and he's not achrayas. That's no teretz for a yid. Even though if he'll get a badge and he'll be the biggest doctor, he could still be a bigger tzayach also.
We do not follow a majority when it comes to matters of sakana.
A child that gets COVID, His survival rate, I heard this from several doctors, is something like 99.98%.
When you read through the article, the links all link back to the CDC's website. There is only one published scientific study. This is what the study says. We did not notice that the vaccine is alarmingly dangerous after looking at 827 women and noticing the outcomes of 4 months of pregnant women taking the vaccine. We did not notice that it's alarmingly dangerous, no significant concerns, and more research is necessary to make sure. That's what I call the pyramid of trust and reliance. It's coming up to our own doctors who are telling us it's safe, and then our community doctors are telling our Rabbanim it's safe, and we're relying and trusting and relying on trusting. The top of the pyramid has one study that, to my mind, you could drive a truck through this study.
Did you ever step foot into an FDA meeting when there's no liability? Did you ever sit at a board meeting of a pharmaceutical company of billions of dollars behind closed doors? If you would only see a little bit of what is happening there, I guarantee you, you would say that Stoyim Va'amayr were greater tzaddikim compared to them.
What happens? We have to know that it's a iser. It's a iser and shechnurich and ebenez at semen high to make someone a uker. And this could be ma'akev the ge'ila.
When we have a halachically compromised